clarity makes you so magnetic in so many ways. Like, knowing who you are and knowing what you want, that gives you such a sense of confidence. Mm-hmm. And the same way it's attractive to meet people who know who they are and what they want, they're magnetic. We're drawn to them. We want to know more. That's how the universe, the energy feels towards us. Hello and welcome to another episode of Goddess Hangs.
Episode 113.
Woo! That's becoming a mouthful there. 113.
A lot of numbers.
We love to see it. I'm Sadie.
And I'm Juliet, obviously. Obviously.
And we created the Goddess Hangs podcast to inspire you to live magically.
Magically.
We love chatting about mindset and magic and manifestation and witchy shit. And we're just having a good time here every week. And we're grateful you're here to hang out with us for another.
We're having
a really good time.
Really good time. There it is. I was going to say, and we're doing a really good job.
Doing a really good job. You know, I'm very impressed. Look at us sticking to our, I mean, that means 113 times we sat our asses down and recorded an episode.
I know.
That's more than I've done a lot of other things consistently, probably.
This is how we are going to start off every show. Every show is congratulations to us. We really put in the time.
I was looking at, someone said that their husband calls our coven like the Pawnee goddesses, like Parks and Rec. And so then I was in a Parks and Rec like gif rabbit hole, and there was one of Leslie that was like, sometimes I just can't help but inspire myself. And I was like, that's the vibe. We're out here. We're just inspiring ourselves. Look at us. Look at us go.
Look at us. I'm pulling up. We got, I think, not to pick favorites, but I think my favorite review we've ever received.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm trying to pull it up because I need to read it. I need to read it aloud. It's just too good.
While you pull it up, I will remind everyone that if you leave us an Apple review, take a screenshot of it right before you click send. Otherwise, it disappears off into the ethers momentarily. Take a screenshot, click submit, and then email it to goddesshangs@gmail.com, email the screenshot, and then we'll respond to you and send us a very special goddess meditation that you can't get anywhere else. It's exclusive to our wonderful, amazing reviewers that send that in, and you can do that anytime.
Okay, I'm ready to read this.
Let's hear it.
So this is nice. The topic is, the subject is, the best spiritual podcast. It's like the best
strong
coffee
start
in New York City.
You did it! Congratulations!
You did it! Okay. This is how it starts. This is how it starts. So many spiritual podcasts are people blowing smoke up their own asses. Like they are the epitome of all that is good. That's funny. Sadie and Juliet are relatable, hysterical, and open with where they're at in their journeys, including how they're still growing. Yes, we are!
Always and forever.
If you are looking for a quote, hey, this worked for me, maybe it will work for you vibe from two women who I want to be my best friends, then this is the podcast for you. Now, that's not to say that we have a, we're not like other podcasts attitude, because other podcasts are great.
We love other podcasts.
We love it. We support. And that was my... That was a great review. Thank you so much. If you leave a particularly hilarious review, we will read it on air. That is a new segment. I have just decided this very moment because you know what? It makes me feel really, really good.
Sometimes this is a real thing. Sometimes when we get a lot of negative comments, that it's only on YouTube that happens, and it's only, you know, anonymous, you know, men leaving these comments, but we get a lot of mean comments on there and I read them. They usually don't get to me, but sometimes I'm like, you know, do I need to go touch grass or whatever they said in the latest one? And then I go to our reviews and I go read them. And then my heart bubbles over with joy and I feel so much better. Or if I get a weird DM or, you know, shit like that happens. And
I know YouTube Shorts is the most unhinged little corner of the internet. So if you're going to start posting YouTube Shorts, anyone listening, just don't be surprised if they send your stuff to the literal opposite audience that you're trying to attract. Yeah. But, you know, whatever. I tell Sadie, I'm like, you know what? We're providing entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And every one of those mean comments is boosting us because we've been gaining tons of subscribers on there. If you're a new subscriber on YouTube, thank you. Shout out. So happy you're here. As long as you're nice. Oh, my God. I laughed because another shout out for a comment. I was on an actual episode, last week's episode, I think, and it said, when are you broads going to be back in the studio? And I was like, do you think I'm going to respond to you calling me a broad?
Was it somebody that I knew?
It's a random account. I have no idea who it is. But it was not the vibe of like, I'm like, we don't call ourselves that, you know, like we can call ourselves that in a playful way. But the vibe of the comment, I was just like, this doesn't feel right. I feel like this wasn't the way to comments. Ask.
I'm not seeing it, but when are you broads?
I feel like the account was a man and that's why. If like a girl commented that, I would have been like, oh, cute. You're just like being cute. Like, when are you bitches back in the studio? But when a man comments that, which
I don't know
for sure, but it felt like a man was commenting that.
It's all lowercase letters.
But maybe it's not.
They joined YouTube 16 years ago and their icon.
Give all their information.
Their icon is a stormtrooper's profile in black and white. So let's.
Oh, that's probably why I assumed it was a man, but I don't know for sure. You know, I myself enjoy the Star Wars universe. It just didn't feel playful and cute.
Do you know what that comment really meant? That comment said, "I miss seeing your legs." That's what I was about.
That's what I. Yeah, I was like, but you're probably watching this episode.
We really love having you in the audience. Thank you.
And just don't address us that way, but sending love and not for a long time because we will not be living in the same city for a while yet. So
yeah, it's going to be a minute. Okay.
FaceTime
now I'm just
vibes,
on TikTok.
It is.
I'm just scrolling. But look, if
Sadie
you squint,
and Juliet spend an hour scrolling through their social media accounts and reading you comments.
That would actually probably be a very funny episode.
We could do the most unhinged comments we got this week as a segment. That would be funny.
Great. But if you squint and back away from your computer, just squint a little bit, we do have the same background. You can pretend we're in the same room.
These broads.
These witchy broads. I love it. I feel like people.
It cracked me up, though.
I feel like people of that world, which is most of the world, they don't know what to do with us. They're like, I like it, but I shouldn't, but I'm confused. And that's okay.
It's all right. It's only YouTube, really. TikTok, all wonderful experiences. Instagram for the most part. YouTube, it's like the wild, wild west, you know? It's just really interesting over there, but that's fine. You know, while we're on the topic of these things.
Yeah.
Just a random thought I had the other day. So of all of the like social media platforms. Isn't it amazing how Pinterest just hasn't changed at all? Like, think about
Never
how
once.
Much all the other ones have changed and added things and added features and changed this and changed that. And I was thinking about that because whenever I feel a little, like, burnt out from, like, TikTok or Instagram, but I still want to be on my phone, healthy, I go to Pinterest because I just find it really relaxing. And I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, why is that my, like, Zen garden? But it's because it hasn't changed. Isn't that weird?
It hasn't changed. It got it right the first time. And it said, let's just leave it. Mm-hmm. If it's not broken, don't fix it. I admire and respect that. You know what they also should have left alone? I loved the way malls were designed in the 80s. That should have just stayed.
They had it right the first time.
I want pink and green tiles. I want all these plants bustling around a water feature by a food court.
Well, there's studies going on because our world used to be so colorful. Like, think of like the old McDonald's and malls and all of these things. And now every business, every huge brand has like rebranded and made things very just like beige and you know, it's under the guise of being like classy or like maturing. But like there's studies on the effects that has on our brain, because it does affect our brain chemistry. And one thing that made me really sad here in Marshfield is it's still a festival foods. There's only like two main grocery stores here. And the festival foods has been here forever and ever. And its huge sign was this huge rainbow, like gigantic. Mm-hmm. And I noticed, I don't know when it disappeared, but it's not there anymore. It's fucking beige. And I'm like,
oh no.
The one rainbow we had left, it's gone. So I'm here to bring back the old McDonald's. Bring me back to the old crazy McDonald's with all the colors and all of it, like the 80s malls. I agree with you. It's everything's so grown up and classy.
Oh my God, wait, Sadie, this sounds like a country song. Like, take me back to the old McDonald way. Before everything, you know what I mean? Like,
oh my God, write it.
Because when everything is neutral, it's just not as cool. Like, it'd be such a little country song.
Everything is neutral, it's just not as cool. Yeah, I love it.
It's just not as cool. I think...
Add it to the Goddess Sings hit album.
Real Magic. That's the name of our hit album.
There's one random country single on it. There has to be.
Take me back to the old McDonald's ways. The rainbow signs and the colorful something. I used to write songs for country artists.
I want to sit in Ronald McDonald's lap. Remember you could like sit in his lap? He was like sitting on that bench.
Oh, yes.
Figurine. It wasn't like a real man, but you would like hop up in his lap.
I'm like, no, Sadie, that you should report that. I had a birthday. I'm such a 90s child, as are you. Same year, same season.
What was that like?
Let me tell you. Let me impart my 4 week older than you wisdom. I had my fourth birthday at a McDonald's.
That was the thing. Everyone had their birthdays at McDonald's except me. A healthy mom didn't want to have a birthday at McDonald's. I had a lot of cool birthday parties, though. She threw me cool birthday parties. But I loved going to the birthday parties at McDonald's because I never got to eat that food. And I was like, ooh, junk food.
Do you get those on your For You page on TikTok? I know people listening do. It's like somehow your date of birth is inputted into the app, but they know like the approximate time you were born. And so there's these things that come up with like a very nostalgic song on the background, and you swipe through the carousel and it's like all the toys you had as a kid and you're like memories. I'll start sending you some.
Yeah, send them to me. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. Like you forget, like, oh my gosh, I played with this. I don't even remember this. And something in one of your neurons fires off and then you get like this hit of serotonin and dopamine, and it's you know, it's nice.
Yeah.
Because I don't naturally produce that anymore. So it's nice when it happens.
Look at me getting a shot. Woo! Shot of dopamine. Woo! Right to the brain, baby. We love it. Now that we're 15 minutes into the episode.
And we haven't covered anything of value. Not a thing, but we did write a song. So,
and we're having a good time, which is what's important.
That's always what somebody says to somebody when they like go see them perform and they're not good. They say, what did you think? Oh my gosh, you were having so much fun up there. You look, you're having so much fun. So today it's going to look like we're having so much fun because we are.
It's also going to be a great episode because, you know, the universe always sort of tells us what the next episode needs to be. Well, sometimes because mm-hmm. we at the same time, like this community is so in sync with each other. It's unbelievable yeah. because at the same time, I'll get 5 different DMs, see, you know, 10 different comments come through that have sort of the same energy around them. And so today we're doing an episode that is community inspired about clarity, because it's all great and well to know about manifestation, to know what we should be doing to, you know, manifest our quote dream lives. But it can feel mm-hmm. really frustrating when we're like, yeah, that sounds great. And it sounds like something I could do, but what if I don't know what that is? What if I don't know what I want? And I feel like I haven't brought this up in a while, but that was like my obsession for like a decade where I was like obsessed with purpose. And I was like, how come I see so many people that I like graduated high school with and they just seem sure of like what they're doing and what their purpose is and what they want to pursue in their life. And I just felt nothing. I felt like I was like, I have no idea. Now, secretly, deep down, I knew that I wanted my own business, but I wasn't even willing to admit that to myself because my mindset was so not ready to accept that. Like, I was like, that's impossible for like, you know, quote somebody like me. And so I really sympathize with that of just feeling like, you know, must be nice to know your purpose in life. Must be nice to know what your dream life is. Like, I wish I knew that so I could make goals and set intentions and go after that. So that's what we want to talk about today is how to gain clarity, why clarity is so important, and some steps and some questions to sort of inspire you. So think of this as a masterclass about clarity today, which we're excited about.
Yeah. But
before we dive in, Juliet, what's new with you, girl?
Another 30 minutes you can skip past. Okay. Let's...
Okay, here's
1 hour later, they get to clarity.
I just looked, I was like, what pen am I using? And it said, this was in my pen compartment, and it says JNE Seafood LLC and their phone number. What is this?
Somebody okay, stole anyways. That from a restaurant, I feel like.
I guess so.
I so, use this purple pen. I have a whole pack of them, if anyone wanted to know.
Of course it's brand. Oh, you're doing the influencer hand. This is the pen. This is my JNE Seafood LLC pen.
I thought that might be fun for us. You know, we're having a good time.
I tried signing up for Like to Know and I was rejected, but you'd probably get accepted.
Oh yeah. That's the one I haven't done. I have an Amazon storefront set up where I put anything
yeah, try it.
To get there.
I was like, I could
so
do this.
Work. But
and they said, no thanks. Okay. They'll be back.
They'll be back. They'll be calling me and my management soon.
We need Juliet on this website. No, that won't happen. Okay, what's new with me? So I am getting so much magic and fun out of our Alchemy Collective because
me too.
I'm sharing so much of like what I'm going through, what I'm growing through, what I'm like overcoming and new ways of thinking and mindset shifts. Like I'm really being so vulnerable and transparent about like the process and like how, cause as much as we can teach on mindset, we're never done.
No,
never done mindsetting.
It's the kind of thing that has peaks and valleys, and we're always working through new stuff too. Yeah.
So we did this amazing masterclass, mastermind call, actually, which was just divine. And I realized that I have just been really, really, it's like I teach. We teach like meditation. And I'll lead it, but I typically don't do it. Maybe I'll like listen to something and then I'll fall asleep, but I don't like sit. But every day since that call that we did, I sit down with my bird. I set a timer for like 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 7 minutes, even if it's just a few minutes. It doesn't have to be 30. No. And I've been doing it every day and it has felt so good. And I feel like really obvious things come to me and answers come to me and clarity comes to me. And I'm like, well, no, duh. That's why I'm always like, this is what you should do. And then I like get too busy or resistant to do it. So I've been truly meditating daily with, and I call it Sweetie Bird meditation time. So I wake her up. I rub her belly.
You're like, wake up, it's time.
I do. I take off her little blankie. I sing her a song. I rub her belly. I give her new food. And then I set a timer and I sit next to her and we meditate together. It's really sweet.
And ooh, I imagine that I used to meditate.
Oh, well, you inspired me.
Crawl into my lap. I love it.
So I pretend that her little bird heart is connecting to my human heart. So that's just been delightful. And then also something you taught us in alchemy in January was all about scripting for the year ahead. And it was really fun. I was like looking back at this is how I mapped out my January and what I wanted to do and achieve and my goals. And I did a lot of them. There were a couple that I like now need to really commit to for February. And then I added more on top. But I'm just feeling really, really lit up by the scripting that we're doing and how you designed this system. And I know that we've gotten tons of feedback that people within the Alchemy Collective feel the same way. So it's so fun that I get to be like this program or this membership that I'm a part of that I also co-lead is really transforming my life. And how amazing is that? And we're all like in it together. We're all growing together. So
that really speaks to the clarity that we're going to dive into later of just like having clarity month by month. It's powerful.
No. And then one of the things I wrote down was, so February for me is a lot about like just embracing being cute and cringy, continuing to share things all the time, but like just be completely unapologetic and take really good care of myself and like actually exercise and actually meditate and like all these things. And one of the things I wrote down was I want to take a pole dancing class. I just want to do it. So last night after I decided that, I found a class near me that had one spot open for this morning. And I was like, I'm going to go do it. And so I signed up and it was so exciting. And I got so lucky because I went today. Only three other students were there. So it was like so much personalized attention. It was cute. The teacher's like, is this anybody's first class? And I was like, it's mine. I'm going to be bad and I can't wait. She's like, okay, great. And then I made a TikTok about that concept of like being a beginner is fun. It's fun being the worst person in the room. It's fun having nowhere to go but up.
You need to put yourself in those situations, you know, like to push yourself to grow.
And like, even if, because I think I'd like to go back. I learned that I don't have a lot of upper arm. Well, I knew I didn't have a lot of upper arm strength. Yeah.
You gotta start somewhere.
My arms are already sore, like already sore. But it was a really fun challenge. It was a fun mental challenge for me too. I mean, I really enjoyed it. I really, really enjoyed it. And the teacher was so sweet. I was so proud of myself that I was like, this is how we get comfortable being uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. We put ourselves in a situation that we desire, like not an uncomfortable situation we don't desire. I'm not saying do that. But it was like so magical. And I sleep till like 11:30 normally, which I'm also going to maybe try to have a morning this month. We'll see what I choose. But I was up at like 7:30 and I'm like, oh my God, I'm like, is it 5 o'clock? It's not even 2.
Right? You have so much, it feels like you have so much day. I especially like in the winter when it gets dark so early, it definitely feels better to wake up a little earlier because it just does something. It's your circadian rhythm. It's science.
So, and it was so nice because I once took a dance class because I grew up dancing, but the dance world can be a little cutthroat. A little bit. Like you have to find the right studio, the right teacher. And I went to like one of the biggest studios in LA where all the professional dancers go. And I went to take a class and it was very much like I was like, oh, could you show that move again? And they were like, no, we need to move on. Like there was like an attitude about it. Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I also paid for the class. It was a little, and like other people were like giving me looks. I was like, this is not communal and fun. Yeah, and I'm not coming back to this place.
Yeah.
But this was fun today. I loved it. And so I'm really proud of myself that I did that. So if you listening have been wanting a sign to go do something that scares you but excites you, go do it. Go be the worst one in the room and think of me. Think of me just giggling along going, wow, I'm doing terrible, but this is exciting. Because it's so fun. It's so fun. Also, nobody has any like if you outright are like, oh, I've never done this, nobody expects you to be good. No, like you're off the hook.
there's no like you don't have to pass the test or something. It's just you're just there for the experience.
Totally. I wrote, I've been feeling really good. Feeling really, really good lately. And then really excited about Bali. If you are listening and you did not catch our, it was like an hour and a half. We went live on Instagram yesterday in our bathing suits. Sadie had a whole intro. We had our suitcases. It was so precious. And we walked through every single day of our Bali retreat this summer that we're hosting. There are still spots. There is still room. And we'll see if this coupon is still active when you hear this, but the next four people who sign up with the code BALI200 at checkout will save $200 off their trip cost. And you can sign up through Affirm. So if you're like, I really want to go, but I can't do this big chunk all at once, or I would just rather pay over time because I don't believe they add any interest to it. I think they just break it into either 6, 12, or 18 payments, you can pay with Affirm and then you can confirm that you're coming. And we already have a group chat started. We're getting really excited. So you can rewatch that live or DM us if you have questions because we want you to come.
I'm so excited. And I think with the Affirm, like it's around like $150 a month starting if you want to do the monthly payment plans, like very cash flow friendly. So definitely check out that options or whatever option feels best to you. But we're really excited. We've been chatting with some people who are thinking about it. And we're really excited to be in the chat with the girls that are already confirmed. And also a reminder, like you can bring a parent, you can bring a partner, you can bring a friend. It's not just like you don't have to be like a Goddess Hanks listener to come on the trip. Everyone's invited. So, you know, bring along someone you love if you want. Otherwise, just bring yourself and we'll be in that group chat, you know, from now until the retreat. So you'll get to know everyone else that's coming and we'll get to connect about what we're packing and what we're most excited about and coordinate what flights we're all taking and things like that. So it's very exciting.
And then the last thing is that I went to the library. And does anybody remember having fun isn't hard when you have a library card from Arthur?
I don't remember that.
Oh, it's such a good little bop. The library is one of my favorite places in the world. And I go through every single aisle of nonfiction and I pull things that interest me. So I got a book on the history of Eastern European Jewish people, which I've been, which Irene slept over last week. I read it to her and she fell asleep. It was so cute. It was her bedtime story. And then I got a couple like psychic channeling type books and a book about money mindset and like a spiritual book. And I'm just enjoying, I love having a big stack of books. So that's what's new with me. What's new with you?
Oh my gosh. Well, I also wrote down about the mastermind that we had in Alchemy Collective because it was so powerful. And like the energy has completely shifted within the Alchemy Collective since that call. And if you're like, what's a mastermind? Basically, a mastermind is when like-minded, like-hearted people get together and have like really powerful conversations to talk about, you know, resistance we might be having, issues that might be coming up, get advice. And it's really like, it is me and Juliet like mentoring, but it's also like a group conversation. Like everyone's chiming in for each other and hyping each other up. And we're, it's very like, attuned to the individual needs of the Alchemy Collective. And then it's really powerful because as a collective, we all really relate to what each other is going through in some way. Like it really, so even if like, I'm not the one asking the question, a lot of times when somebody else asks a question, you're like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to, you're leaning into that answer because you're like, I relate to that too. So it's a really cool thing that's happening every month inside the Alchemy Collective. And it's, my energy shifted and it's so obvious that like the energy inside the collective as a whole has shifted. Like some of the biggest things that were coming up were just like having trouble really like committing to routines and like high vibe habits that we all want to like integrate to, you know, feel our best and take care of our energy. And like Juliet was saying, she's like, I've been meditating every day. And like, that was a big theme for almost everyone in the Alchemy Collective. And like, everyone's been chiming in every day. Like, I did my meditation today. I did my meditation today. And just chatting, coming into the chat, into the Discord and just sharing like how things have shifted and how they're really feeling powerful. So it's just cool to see with one mastermind call, how the energy has shifted in such a like, obvious, tangible way. Yeah. And so, and it's with something that is going to have a huge effect in people's lives because, you know, our daily thoughts, our daily habits, those really affect how we feel and the actions we take. So like everyone really showing up to like meditate each day or whatever their habit is or trying to integrate, like down the line, like that's huge. That's going to be huge. And so I'm just excited to keep checking in with this group and keep moving forward and see what else like we create in our lives and commit to. And it's really exciting. And I'm just really inspired by everyone in the Alchemy Collective. So shout out to our alchemists. And yes. This shit is just so powerful. It's so cool. Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited about the masterclass. So we have a masterclass and a mastermind every month in the Alchemy Collective. And we're doing, you know, magic and meditation, like why meditation is so important and the science of it and how it helps manifestation. Because this is what's new with me. I was sick last week again. Haven't gone outside this week. So I'm still healthy, but boy, am I tempted to go on a walk. Like, me staring out the window like a dog, but I'm not going to do it because I keep getting sick. But I used my sick days to binge Rewired by Dr. Joe Dispenza on Gaia. Oh my God, so amazing. I'm going to rewatch it all. It's like absolutely fucking unbelievable. And I know it's been out for a while and a lot of you probably watched it. But I watched this and I was just like, you know, it's stuff that we already teach and we already know, but I have such a deeper understanding now and a just revitalized, you know, reignited sense of passion for this. But the science and seeing the graphs and the measurements that he's taking when he's leading like thousands and thousands and thousands of people in these meditations and people are healing, you know, their bodies from like autoimmune diseases, from rare cancers, from medical issues that doctors are like, we have no idea. Like they're healing themselves almost instantaneously through these practices. And people are like manifesting money like fucking crazy and opportunities and like changing their lives in the blink of an eye through these same meditations. It's just absolutely unbelievable. So I've been... So I was like, oh man, like I need to go to like one of his conferences, which I'm manifesting to do someday. I'm like, I'm going to bring my whole family. This is my dream, is to pay for like my dad and my brothers and me to like go to a Joe Dispenza conference. They're going to be like, I don't know. Well, Luke will be on board, but I'm going to be like, I insist, you must do this. But you can, there's tons of free meditations, exactly what he's talking about in Rewired on YouTube. So I've been doing them and it is, he has you do this certain breath in all of them and it gives you the most natural high. It's so incredible. And I literally, like, I do it every morning now, his version of a meditation. I dropped it in the Alchemy Collective. If I remember, I'll put it in the show notes. But, like, I literally am just, like, the, like, giggles just, like, come out of my body throughout the day when I'm home alone, where I'll just be like, like, I get really excited all of a sudden. Like, I can feel exactly what he's talking about. Like, I can feel it happening, and I'll just get these like bursts of joy where I'm just like, ah! Like, I it's so cool, it's so unbelievable. And it's this breath and the way that he leads these meditations, and I can't wait to teach more about specifics of what I learned from that and combine it with what we teach and, you know, apply it to like the way we like to teach through the magic lens. Mm-hmm. But I definitely recommend that series. It can be a little sciencey at times, but it's worth it. I think once you understand something, you know, what looks like a miracle on the surface, but you understand the science behind it, you're just, it makes it work for you because you understand how it works. So that's been really cool. And I've been feeling really good, getting high on my breath every day. I guess the thing that I've just been feeling good, I was just reflecting on, you know, when I first got home versus now, and it hasn't been that long. It's been a little over a month, maybe like 6 weeks I've been home. But I've just been feeling really grateful that I did choose to set myself up in this way post breakup and post like moving out. Obviously, I could have like, you know, found a roommate and like moved somewhere right away, or I could have stayed with a friend for a couple weeks and then like gone and traveled right away, or, you know, I could have like figured out other ways to go about this, but I really didn't. In past big breakups, I am the queen of like just distracting myself and not dealing with it. Going into the next, you know, situationship, having a crush right away, like going, you know, just like keeping busy, going out, going partying, whatever, like just not, just doing everything but grieving. Right. And I that's a long time ago. Craig and I were together for 3.5 years, and it's been a long time since I went through a big breakup, obviously. But I just knew, I was like, I really just want there to be no other option but to fucking deal with this head on and really feel it. So I'm just feeling really grateful to myself. I want to thank me, that Snoop Dogg audio is like,
for believing in me,
for believing in me, for making these choices for me. Because it's definitely been hard, and it's definitely, you know, I'm definitely still, you know, have my moments where I'm sad and still feeling that. It's not been that long since we broke up, but I think one, it helps having an end date to like when I'm going off on my adventure, for sure. But I just feel so at peace with being home right now. Like I don't feel restless. I don't feel anxious. I don't feel like I can't stand being here. Like I was just having such a hard time at first, which like, of course, is a big adjustment. And I'm just proud to see how quickly and how like I've been able to shift my energy and really like feel all my feelings and show up for them instead of trying to like distract myself or bury them. Like I have been working a lot, but, and that can be counted as a distraction, but I've also been taking a lot of time to like cry and be sad and grieve and do all of those things that I obviously don't show on social media. Right. So I'm just, I don't know. I was just reflecting a lot, and I've been doing these new meditations but make me high, and I've been having like, I've been crying like happy tears because I'm just like so proud of myself for like dealing with a big life change so differently than I would have in the past. Like it's just very obvious, the growth, and I'm really proud, And I still have my moments of anxiety and I still have my moments of, you know, sadness and like, oh my God, you know, like I still have that, but I'm just, it's just so different from, you know, breakups of the past where I just was like, let me just go out every night and find, you know, a casual, you know, person to date and just like not deal with this at all. So I'm just reflecting on that. And like, I was thinking, like, I did a 1,000-piece puzzle the other week, and I was thinking about how when you start doing a puzzle, it starts really slow at first because it's, like, this big pile, right? Mm-hmm. And then as you get closer to finishing the puzzle, you kind of start putting together the pieces, click together faster, right? And mm-hmm. I feel like I'm at that part where there's, like, I'm the puzzle. And I feel like I'm at that part where there's like 20 pieces left and you're like, ooh, oh my God, this has taken so long. It's happening. And you just know exactly where to put them. And like, mm-hmm. and I just feel the most whole that I've ever felt. And it just feels good. I'm like, I'm almost done putting together this version of the puzzle. I'm sure I'll have, you know, another take the puzzle completely apart, dark night of the soul period in the future. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. I want to continue growing, but it just feels like for the version I'm meant to be for this next year, it's like the puzzle pieces are moving really fast. And like, it's just, I'm like, I know exactly where to place them and it feels really, really good. And I'm just feeling proud.
You're doing a really good job.
Thank you. And I'm sure when the listeners can tell the shift in my energy from a few weeks ago, no, too.
I feel it. I really feel it.
We've been quantum leaping over here in healing, mm-hmm. I feel like.
No, you really are.
Well, and that's what's new with me. Just putting my little puzzle pieces together and getting high every morning the way I breathe.
I love it. I love it. I've never sat down and thought, you know what would relax me right now? A puzzle.
I love puzzles until I don't. That one was a mistake. I was getting pretty pent up.
If you want to unrelax me, scatter a 1,000-piece puzzle.
Yeah. I'm going to go, next time I feel a call to do it, I think I'm going to go 500.
500.
Because 500. I get hyper-focused on it. So it's not fun because I have to do it all at once. I can't do it for 10 minutes a day and just be like, oh, this will take me 6 months to put this 1,000-piece puzzle together. I'm like, I literally did that one. I spent 9 hours on it. And then I finally was like, I have to go to bed. And then I did it for like 5 hours the next day. And I've got it done. And then I made everyone in my family come look at it. And then I put it back in the box. I was like, Dad, you're the last one. Can you please come over here and look at it? He was like,
I need you to look at it.
And I was like, and can everyone please tell me what a good job I've done? Ask for what you need. I needed.
You're
to
like,
hear
I
it.
Really need this validation right now from everybody.
And there was one fucking piece missing, and it was an edge piece, and it was so infuriating. But anyway,
you know what puzzles I do like to solve? How many times on our podcast can I bring up the Nancy Drew computer games? That's a puzzle. I like solving a mystery.
I didn't have that computer game, but I loved the Nancy Drew books and I loved the Nancy Drew Hardy Boys crossover books. And I had a Madeline computer game that was also kind of detective work and that was really fun. She traveled the world.
We love it. I had a lot of computer games that were like, we have to solve the mystery.
Yeah, they're so fun. You have
we
to, like,
have
click
to
on
save
stuff.
The zoo.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? That one was really hard to me. I could never figure
okay,
that one out.
Wait.
And this I thought she was really hot.
The hottest. First of all, you know why she's hot? Because she's completely unattainable. She's out of reach. She's always on the run.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I was like, where is she?
I have a puzzle. Okay, when you come home in 32 days, I have a puzzle that is a Carmen Sandiego puzzle. So first you set up the puzzle, but then it's a game And you have, and there's certain little things that if you rub your thumb on like a part of the puzzle piece, the warmth of your finger, reveals something. It was one of my favorite games as a kid. I'm going to make sure we still have it. And then we'll film ourselves playing it. Four people will watch it.
We should go live and play it. Oh my God. Live
Where
on TikTok.
In the world is Carmen Sandiego? Wasn't it a TV show too?
I think so, but I never really
it was.
Saw it.
But like the big gag was that she was like never there.
Yeah. We all wanted to know where she was.
Okay. Promise me that next time somebody asks your name and you just don't want to give them your name, be like, it's Carmen. Carmen San Diego. San Diego. Do you ever hear people's first names and you're like, wait, that's what people call them? Like, her name was just Carmen.
Carmen. Yeah. But you're like, yeah, some people, like, there's certain famous people where you can't not say their whole name.
Like, Hillary Duff is not Hillary. She's
like,
just
if I
not.
Met her, I'd be like, it's so amazing to meet you, Hillary Duff. Like, I wouldn't be
Hillary
like,
Duff.
Hillary, hi, I'm Sadie. I'd be like, Hillary Duff, hi, I'm Sadie.
Or Ms. Duff. Like, no, it's Hillary Duff. Okay, let's talk about clarity.
Clarity.
Now that
How
you've all
gain
had
crystal clear clarity
through real magic.
Real magic. Okay. So this was actually a masterclass that we created a while back. Back in 2022. I was going to say 21, but that was, no, it was last year. So yeah. Maybe you came to this free masterclass with us. It was a while ago, but we're going to kind of hit some of the same bullet points. I have some notes here and I'm excited to talk about this today. And I loved that Juliet wrote this down. The more clarity you have, the more your dream life can begin to unfold. And I think that's really important to remember because clarity is really, it's like the roadmap. It's like, how do we manifest a dream life if we don't have at least some sort of parameters for what that means to us? We don't have to know everything. And our dream life is constantly changing. Like right now, my dream life is traveling. And then in 6 months, my dream life is manifesting my dream apartment and having me and Boo jamming in our own place. And like, you know, like it's constantly changing, but we have to have clarity about what our dream life means to us.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, and I think people are like, well, I don't know what I want. Right. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we hear a lot. Like, well, how do I even begin? I don't even know what I want. There mm-hmm. are things that you want that are subtle, but important. So for instance, something that I always have wanted, and I didn't know how I was going to do this, but I always wanted to have a schedule where, oh yeah, I can meet you for lunch on a Wednesday at like 1. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, completely build my own schedule. So mm-hmm. maybe that's something Same. You want. Like, mm-hmm. you know, notice what kind of scratches at you when you see other people doing it or having it, even if it like scratches at you in an annoying way, that's usually an indicator you want it, right? Mm-hmm. So there, even if you're like, I don't know what the dream is or the dream family or the dream living situation, the dream career, but there might be like pieces of it that it would be important to like get all down on paper and really see it in front of you.
Yeah.
Because if we don't, it's like what you said, I said, if we don't have clarity, it's going to be very difficult to make progress because you will not know what you are working towards. Like that seems like a duh, but I remember as we taught this live, people were like, oh, like something switched, like the little flip went off mm-hmm. and yeah, let's keep going. What else?
Yeah.
Give me more.
Well, remember that this is really important. When you look at somebody else and you feel like, gosh, they have so much clarity about what they want in life, I wish I had that much clarity. You need to remember that it's not the things that we want in our life It's the way they make us feel. That's the actual desire. So how do you want to feel on a daily basis? And for most of us, we want to feel freedom, number one. Freedom to express ourselves, freedom to be where we want to be, claim our desires, know ourselves on the deepest levels, feelings of like success and love and joy, security. That's huge. We want to feel security, happiness, fulfillment. So it's not so much about a specific kind of career path or a specific house or a specific whatever. It's what that thing will make us feel. So if you're like, I don't know what my dream job is. Well, how do you want to feel? We spend a lot of our times in our jobs. We spend a lot of time in our career. So how do you want to feel? And like, we just both agreed on like something that was huge to us was like freedom in our schedules. That was huge. I wanted to be, you know, I think both of us wanted that, like also like freedom to be wherever we want to be, right? Like to not have to drive to a job every day, but to be able to do most of our work from our homes or wherever we happen to be. So we want to focus first on how do I want to feel every day? How do I want to feel on a daily basis overall? What's really important to me? So if there's an area of life that you just feel like you can't figure out, you can't find clarity in there, start there. How do I want to feel? Because that's going to really make the aha moments start to come and start to fall into place, is that. Because that's what we desire. When we want a new dress, we don't desire the fabric. We desire the way it feels when we put it on and we feel sexy or cute or beautiful or romantic or whatever. Like, we desire the feeling that that new dress is going to give us when we put that on, right? So starting there.
I was thinking, like, if this were to be in relationship, nope, that's the wrong word, be about relationships. You know, I think so many people focus on not the feeling, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I don't know, maybe somebody tall, maybe somebody like it's who look, who has the green eyes. Like, there's certain things that are
describing really, it's me, like, tall and green eyes.
Somebody just blonde and hot and single. But it's really about like how, like, what do you want to feel in your dream relationship, in your dream partnership or marriage or whatever your situation is or you dream of it to be? Do you want to be laughing all the time? Do you want to feel understood? Do you want to feel secure? Do you want to feel cared for? It's like starting with the feeling is huge, because I could start, same with a home. It's like, I could be like, oh, well, I want two stories and this and this and this. But if I don't feel safe in that home, I don't feel inspired in that home, right? Yeah. Feelings are huge. Feelings are the bridge to clarity.
They sure write that are, down. Julia. And clarity is step number one. So if we skip this step when we're, you know, thinking about the manifestation process, like, we're already kind of shaking things up and we've gotten a little bit too broad. And a key to manifestation is getting specific. So the manifestation process is basically, one, like, getting clear. It's clarity. Decide and declare your desires. Two, alignment. This can be working on releasing limiting beliefs, shifting your energy, getting in the feeling that this is your true reality, that this is already yours, the energy work, right? Alignment. And then action, inspired action led by our intuition. All that energy work is going to light up your intuition. You got to follow through on that. And then surrender. This or something better, not grasping onto it so tightly. So the manifestation process can really get where we could be on this like road towards what we want. It can really sort of just get messy from there if we don't start with clarity. Like, we can, you know, meditate and, but, you know, like, what are you focusing on if you're doing visualization practices or scripting? Like, if it's really broad and really general, like, at first, like, that's okay, but have the intention then to be, make the clarity piece, the intention piece be like, I want more clarity on X part of my life, right? And go from there. So you can manifest, use the manifestation process, manifest more clarity for yourself, and then cycle through these steps.
I thought of another metaphor. Mm. I think I put this in our masterclass. It's like it's like the GPS, right? Mm-hmm. Like if you don't have a clear map of what you really truly want, as best as you can, right? Mm-hmm. Like, clarity can emerge and grow and expand over time. It can change. If you're like, it's not perfect right now, it will never be perfect. But if otherwise, you can have the GPS on, but it'll just show you where you are. It'll be like, you're now at this place. But it won't like route you to where you want to go because you didn't put in clear instructions. So it's like, mm-hmm. it still exists. It's still working, but it's not working for you, right?
Yeah.
Go on.
An example I had for like, just like picture this. Okay. Because when we're manifesting intentionally, when we're like, yep, I'm ready to co-create with the universe. I'm here. Let's do this. You're in a constant conversation with the universe, right? Or not constant. I don't want anyone to get anxious. It's like all the time. You can think negative thoughts. You can have your doubts. You can have your anxiety. It's okay. Don't take that too literally. But it is this conversation with the universe, right? So imagine if this is where, imagine showing up to work, okay? And in this instance, you're the universe and your boss is giving the direction, right? And imagine your boss walked up to you and they said, make this the best year of business we've ever had. Fulfill our wildest dreams. The fuck does that mean? You'd be like, could you give me more specifics? Could you maybe run some numbers with me? Could you give me some parameters? If you're given no clear objective as to what that means to the company, it'd be pretty hard to like stay on track or have any tangible measure of success, right? Like, mm-hmm. what is having the best year of business ever? I need some more information. Is your measure of the best year ever sales or whatever, you know, in this business metaphor? So think of how frustrating that would be if your boss walked up to you and said that. You'd be like, I'm here. I'm excited to help, but give me some more specifics. Like, so think about that when you're manifesting and you're telling the universe what you want. If you're like, you know, I don't know, I just know I want to have the best year ever. The universe doesn't have much to work with, right? Like, it's mm-hmm. like, okay, we can work on, I don't know, feeling better on a daily basis. Things could change for the better, but think about how much faster things can manifest and more efficiently and more tangibly, where you're like, oh my gosh, that is exactly what I asked for. That's exactly what I wanted to manifest. Look at me being successful and ready to manifest the next thing. Because also proof of concept, proof of the progress you're making, it also helps your mind really like stay committed. So clarity is your roadmap, your blueprint. No more just like, yeah, I want to have the best year ever. You need to, the universe is sitting is like, I'm ready to give it to you, but tell me what that means.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love how you say it too, because whether or not, you know, if you're a listener of the show, you probably vibe with like the universe and manifestation. But even if somebody's listening and it's like I could rephrase it to say, it's going to be difficult to accomplish your goals for the year if you aren't clear in your goals, right? Like, yeah. That's just and that's just a fact. So, mm-hmm. I was thinking like, what is it? Like our reticular activating system is like mm-hmm. seeing the things that we think about. So like,
yeah,
the importance of setting, the importance of setting a clear goal is like you start with the feeling and then you narrow it down. You know, mm-hmm. as close as you can to something specific. Let's say it's, you know what? I know I definitely want to feel braver this year. I want to feel braver this year. Starting at best year ever, I'm going to start funneling down, narrowing down to, I want to feel braver, because I find myself admiring people who are stepping forward and being really, really brave. And they're really sharing their vulnerability. And ooh, every time I see somebody who tries this, something in me lights up. All right, I'm going to keep an eye out and see if there's a class like that near me. I'm going to see if there's a course like that for me or a book like that. And then our mind gets to work. Our reticular activating system can get to work. And that's part of the magic of how we manifest. You know, we start. So it's like, start with your best year ever. Great. We all want the best year. I don't know anybody who's like, I'm fine with an okay year. Like, no, let's all have the best year ever. Unless you had like a terrible year last year. Sometimes no news is good news. I get it. But let's say we're all aiming high. So we all want the best year ever. Start seeing where you feel jealous. Huge indicator of what you want. Start seeing where you feel triggered. Obviously not triggered because somebody's being horrible or unkind, but because they're maybe doing something that you're like, why can't I do that? See where you get excited. See what you fit. What are you fantasizing about? What are you daydreaming about? What did you want when you were a kid? When you wrote what you were going to be when you grew up, what was that? What was your, like, when anything was possible, and in many ways it still is, what did you want more than anything else? And let's get really clear. It's only February, babes. It's only February. The year is still young. You can still have the best year ever. And yes. I intend to. It's already, honestly, for me, I'm having a fabulous year.
Me too. And I haven't done anything. Great. I've just been stuck in the house. But I'm having a great time.
Hey, you've done a puzzle.
I've gone on 3 walks and gotten sick every single time.
Manifest your dreams with goddess hangs.
I put my purple backpack on every single day and looked in the mirror.
Gave a little wink.
I literally am like giving myself looks. I'm like, so yeah, it's that's why it's so important. You're a powerful co-creator. This is what I want. It's like the power of decision is the first energetic shift, because as soon as you make that decision in the broader sense of the universe, where time and space does not exist, it's done. As soon as you make that decision, literally, it's done. Quantum physics, baby. So just claim it. This is what I want. I'm ready to follow my intuition and take action on it. And that reticular activating system will help lead you there. So I just wrote down, manifesting your dream life has no meaning until you give it meaning. So, and the same goes for terms like success, happiness, wealth, abundance. What the fuck does that mean to you? It means something different to everybody. It's your definition of those things. So that could be powerful too. What's my definition? I know I want an abundant life, but what's my definition of that? Because we need tangible, clear meaning so that we can celebrate and we can feel like we've had successful moments and we can say, look at me manifesting my dream life. That's amazing. So I think this is a really powerful practice too. If you're like, great, Sadie and Juliet, but I still don't feel like I know what I want. I can understand why it's so important. Try starting here. Clarity can also start with, I know what I don't want for my life. That can be really
powerful. Ooh, I just got a huge channel.
Write down a list of what you don't want for your life. This can be things that are in your life currently that you don't want anymore, or things that maybe aren't in your life now but were in the past that you don't want to revisit, or maybe they were never in your life but you're like, they still come to my mind. Maybe they're a fear or a doubt that creeps in that you haven't actually experienced yet, but you know you don't want that. Write that all down. For example, go back to us and building this business, right? Like we Juliet and I became business partners, and we were very clear that we didn't want to have like a brick and mortar, you know, metaphysical shop together, even though that would have been fun and we would have been really passionate about what we sold there and like talking to people about those things. But we knew that we did not want to have to show up to a store each day. We did not want to have a set schedule. We did not want to have to do this, this, and this, right? So you can see how knowing what you don't want will very much open your eyes and your heart to, mm-hmm. oh, well, if I don't want that, then I see, I want this. Because so many times we know what we do want. The clarity is in our hearts, but we're in a mindset where we're just not ready to see it, because I think it's almost a form of like, we're kind of like protecting ourselves because we feel maybe our intuition or our higher self feels like they've shot me down in the past. So it's not, you know, why bother keep bringing this up or bring it up at all? And so really just shifting your mindset into like, I'm willing to believe that anything is possible for me. I'm willing to believe mm-hmm. that I can have a life of my wildest dreams, even if I don't know what that means yet. I think we really have to do the energy work on creating our heart and our minds to be a safe space for the true desires to come through. Because so many times we've practiced shutting those down. The clarity's in there. Like, you know, subconsciously. So sometimes this do not want practice can really spark and open and go, oh, I see. Or it can begin to put the pieces together.
That's so true. Well, yeah. And then it's like, what would the opposite of that look like?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I think by nature, we are much clearer at what we don't want. I mean, even when I am sincerely the worst when it comes to picking where to eat. So Victor will say, what do you want? Like, where should we go? And I'll say, well, here's what I don't want. And I'll give him yeah. three things that I definitely don't want. And then we'll see what's left. Maybe you're already doing this in your life mm-hmm. with stuff like that. But sometimes it is just clearer. Like, what don't I want? Mm-hmm. And you can look through all the areas of your life. I mean, we're doing this in Alchemy Collective with our scripting mm-hmm. and manifesting together in health, in experiences and adventures, in relationships and finances and career, in spiritual and personal development. Like, what do you definitely not want? And what do you mm-hmm. from there definitely do want?
Yeah.
It's really good to know what you want. It's a really good thing. And you know what? If you're somebody who's grown up and you're like, I just am really indecisive, mm-hmm. begin telling yourself that you're not.
Yeah.
And go places where the decisions really don't matter, like an ice cream shop, and just practice making quick decisions and tell yourself. Something that I started telling myself was like, every decision I make is the right decision.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever I pick on the menu is the right choice. Mm-hmm. If this is what my heart tells me, my gut tells me in our business, this is the right choice. It's like, it just helps build this muscle of trusting ourselves.
Yeah.
And that might be something that's maybe getting in the way of like, I sort of know what I want, but I don't trust myself fully. So I'm not willing to admit it to myself yet. That's another block that comes up quite a bit.
Yeah. And that same, I was literally just about to say, and it's aligned with the very same practice of just like practicing your decision making, because the decision means it's yours, it's already done, and practicing mm-hmm. honoring your desires, because we're so quick mm-hmm. to shut ourselves down. So if you want to go to the ice cream shop, we'll very quickly be like, you don't need that. You don't need the sugar. You don't need to spend that money. You don't need to take the time to go do that. And it's like, well, what if I just want to go fucking enjoy myself at the ice cream shop? Like, lean into your desires, listen to them, practice, mm-hmm. make yourself a safe space for desires to shine through little by little. If you want to go to Starbucks for the fancy $8 drink, like, it's not going to make or break your life to go indulge in that. Like, pay attention to your desires and obviously within reason and responsibly indulge in them. I just think we get into this. It's the ego. It's, we just get mm-hmm. into this this habit of shutting ourselves down. And we, I think, like, we sort of, you know, I almost feel like this could be for some people connected back to like religion, but there's some sort of like idealizing, like being able to like be disciplined and not give in to desire. There's this like, oh, like you're good if you can control desire, but like desires are what make life beautiful. They're what make life enjoyable. What like are healthy desires, of course. So practice tuning into that for yourself, because your intuition is there, and like the heart aligned desires, like they're meant for you and you deserve to honor them. So practice reframing desires for yourself as something that's a really beautiful, unique, sacred part of you. My desires are sacred. My desires are divine. Because I think that like we can, I think discipline in our lives can be really powerful for certain things. Mm-hmm. But we don't need to discipline ourselves in terms of like everyday desires that can make us like feel good in day-to-day life. Like I'm going to have a disciplined meditation practice. I'm going to put discipline in my life in those ways. But it's like, I think we get jumbled up in where to place certain parts of our lives. And when it comes to desires, we need to practice allowing those to come through. I just think we get in these weird habits of like, I am a good person because I denied myself today. And it's like, no.
Yeah, there's
what
this.
What do you want?
There's this. Gosh, there's two things I want to say. The first is I've been using this angel oracle deck probably since I was 15, and there's one card on there that says intention, and it's this angel, and she's holding two candles, and she's staring so blankly ahead, and there's no smile, and I feel like she's holding those candles, going, "What do you want?" And every time I see that, I feel like that's the message. And then the other thing I saw was, you know how there's like the older generation is like, well, if you weren't getting that $4 cup of coffee every day, you could put a down payment on a house. I'm like, where?
Yeah, maybe
show me
your
the house.
Time. Oh, can I borrow your time machine to buy my house with my Starbucks money?
You know, saving is fun, but like you don't need to
it's
deny yourself of
yeah.
a $4 thing that's within your budget, because it'll cheer you up or make you happy. Like I just
balance.
It's so funny.
Balance.
But me and Victor talk about that a lot. I'm like, even if we added up all the film gear you bought this year, we couldn't do anything with that.
Right.
So
silly.
You know, I hope that all of us, I was going to say, we're here to have a good time in
yes,
the most idealized sense, right? Like that would mm-hmm. be amazing. If everybody's life could be here to have a good time, that would be just incredible. But at the very least, listen to your desires. Listen to your mm-hmm. desires. You know,
just
they're in
practice,
your heart for a reason.
Practice those small ones on a daily basis, and then the bigger ones will start becoming clear because you have practice knowing what a desire feels like. I have another example of why clarity
Ooh.
Is important, because it's magnetic. It's very magnetic to know what you want. So imagine once again, imagine this, you're going to a speed dating event. I've never been to one, but hear me out. Imagine you're going to a speed dating event, and suitor number one, you sit down at the first one, and they tell you all about their dreams, what they love, what their pet peeve is. They're inquisitive about you and your dreams and your desires. They have passions, they have interests, things that really light them up. Ooh, that sounds interesting. And then you go to the next person, and they're sort of mumble. They don't have much to say or much sense of like self-awareness or interest in you, who you are. Maybe they just want to talk about I don't know what was on the news that morning, but they don't have much to say about what lights them up or what inspires them, right? Who do you want to go on a second date with, Juliet?
The first one.
Like, clarity makes you so magnetic in so many ways. Like, knowing who you are and knowing what you want, that gives you such a sense of confidence. Mm-hmm. And the same way it's attractive to meet people who know who they are and what they want, they're magnetic. We're drawn to them. We want to know more. That's how the universe, the energy feels towards us. It's the same magnetism. So knowing what you want, it makes us irresistible. It's like our reality can't help but catch up. When we know what we want, we ask for it, we have that sense of confidence of like, of course this is going to manifest for me. Just giving it its time, and I'm taking action, and I'm showing up, and I'm staying focused on this thing that I know is inevitable for me, this or something better. So it's magnetic. It's another reason it's so important.
I love talking about this.
I could sit here for 5 hours.
All day.
All day. And then the last thing I have is just kind of circling back to that clarity gives us a map. And I think this is exactly how I used to feel. And I'm sure when I say this, a lot of people will go, oh, I used to feel like that. Or I feel like this now still. That feeling mm-hmm. like it's Groundhog Day, like reliving the same day or the same year over and over and over. Okay. The day repeats it. And then in that movie, the day repeats itself until he gets it right. You have to step outside of the loop. You have to try something different. If you want different, you can't keep doing the same thing, right? Like if you're stuck in a cycle of feeling every day is the same, every month is the same, every year is the same, but you don't do anything differently, not much is going to change, right? So we have to get ourselves out of this loop, and it's an ego loop. That's what it is. So clarity shows us how to step out of that loop, get unstuck, and have a different way of being and a different life. So it shows us the progress we've made, the way our dreams and desires have changed and evolved, and how we as a person have changed and evolved. And it gives us direction and holds us accountable because it's tangible. We can see like, ooh, I feel like I'm back in that cycle of just kind of like doing the same old that I used to. And I know I don't like that. I know I don't want that. So let me step back up to what I said I was going to create in my life. So without clarity, we have no real concept of how to change our lives, like what that means for us. So it's an important starting point. And this is where my note turned into the just like, it's the GPS. You got to punch in the direction that you want and the universe will show you how to get there. It's not our job to know how. Like, think about when you start following the GPS. You have no idea. That's why you have the GPS. You don't know how to get there. When I'm going anywhere in LA besides my Target and my Trader Joe's, I don't know how to get there. I need that fucking GPS, and I'm going to trust a turn at a time. This is such a good metaphor because I'm like, oop, I know the next thing to do. I know the next step of the how, and little by little I'm shown how, and voila, I arrived. I made it. So we don't know the full how of how it's all going to play out, how it's all going to happen. But when we have clarity, little by little, the universe will show us through our intuition, through signs and synchronicities, all of it. So we got to type in the fucking address where we want to go.
Absolutely. And you prepare, you charge the car, or you put gas in the car, mm-hmm. you put your little foot on the pedal, you turn the wheel. Mm-hmm. You do your part. You know, yeah. I think there's like this misconception about manifestation that you just think about it and there it is. It's a whole process. It's a whole system. Mm-hmm. And it requires you taking a lot of brave, inspired action, right? But before we get there, we need the clarity piece. We need it.
Yeah. And I mean, last week's episode, we really talked about our life before we learned about manifestation and how we did manifest some cool things. Mm-hmm. But once we learned about manifestation, aka when we got really clear about our lives, that's when things mm-hmm. started happening really fast and our lives changed dramatically in a very short period of time. So that is the proof of clarity, because we've been there, we've done it. And you can listen to last week's episode and this episode back to back and sort of realize like, oh, like that was their turning point, that they got clarity. Cause that was really the big missing piece for me, is like, I didn't really set goals throughout the year. I didn't really hold myself accountable to much. I just sort of floated through life hoping things would change, but I didn't do a lot to take action on that because I didn't have clarity. I didn't decide and give myself that roadmap to stick to. So this is really powerful. And like we said, like if you feel like you're ready to gain clarity and just not sure how to do that, like really check in with what I don't want. Check in with how you want to feel. What are the feelings you want to experience? Mm-hmm. And practice being confident in your decision-making on a daily basis. Practice listening to your desires on a daily basis. And it's going to open up for you really quickly when you just get really intentional about these like small little bits and steps you can do throughout the day. So do some journaling, be present throughout your day, making decisions and honoring desires. And you're going to have crystal clear clarity in no time.
Absolutely. And if you want to do this work beside us, mm-hmm. alongside us, you can come into the Alchemy Collective. You can try your first month for $44, mm-hmm. or you can pay for a full year in advance and you save 2 months. You get 2 months free, and mm-hmm. we will also schedule a private two-on-one call with you. Be like mm-hmm. a little intuitive reading meets mentorship session. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's a really magical place to be. It really is.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It's really good. Alchemy Collective is the ultimate place to be if you want crystal clear clarity and you want accountability on following through that. We literally have waiting for you a really powerful masterclass to help you break down month by month what you want, script it out, create a roadmap for you. And that's what's been so powerful for us. And you can come in anytime. I suggest starting with that masterclass replay. You'll see it as soon as you have instant access to it. And then diving in with us, because the accountability piece is really powerful, and being in that group energy. And if clarity is something you've really struggled with, then I can't recommend the Alchemy Collective enough. It's really incredible. And you'll meet so many people who can relate to your journey and relate to how you feel and will be cheering you on with you. So we're just grateful for our alchemists. We also have the coven for anyone who's looking for more witchiness in your life, a community of witches, and meeting for full and new moon rituals. And then if you are really interested in intuition development, we have the psychic circle. And when you're in the Alchemy Collective, you have full access to all of the psychic circle perks and calls and all of the coven perks and calls. Alchemy Collective is all inclusive. So definitely recommend trying out the Alchemy Collective, because it's bananas how much you get, especially mm-hmm. for the investment that it is. It's such a low investment for like, oh my gosh, you get so much. We're so grateful for all of our membership spaces. We have so much fun in them. We have amazing masterclasses planned for February. So come check those out with us. If you enjoy our episodes, the live calls, or even if you catch the replay, they're just absolutely next level. And getting to be in a Discord space and in community with you all is also so special and fun.
It really is. And it's so sweet, like the bonds that form over time between people mm-hmm. and like the little inside jokes, and we get to know, like we get to see a peek inside of your life, and you mm-hmm. get to see a pretty big peek into ours. So it's a lot of fun. We're very, very grateful. Yeah. And gosh, what else? Alchemy Collective, Coven, Psychic Circle. We have our two beautiful decks. If you want to mm-hmm. bring some Goddess Hings tangible magic home, They're at my house in Victor's closet. I would love to ship them to you. goddesshangs.com/shop. You can get our holographic quantum goddess deck, which is all rainbow sparkly, and or the intuitive magic oracle deck.
And we are in the process of designing some new merch. So keep an eye out for that. It's very exciting. And remember, Bali, let us know if you have any questions about that. We would love for you to meet us in Bali. That code Bali200, try it, see if it's still good. There's 4 discounted spots. So maybe they haven't all been claimed yet, Bali. Bali200, and you can always choose a firm to pay over time, which is very exciting. We're very grateful to be partnering with Trova Trip on all of this. We're just so grateful to have such a great company to work with. And make sure you're following us on social media. We have the same handles on Instagram and TikTok at Goddess Hangs. I'm at I am Sadie Olson.
I'm at Juliet.Piper.
And if you're not already, subscribe to us on YouTube. Help fix our algorithm from going out to all the meanie butts out there. And like we said earlier, help us. Like we said earlier, if you leave a review, you screenshot that review, and you email it to us, we'll send you our goddess meditation, which you can only get through reviewing, which is very exciting. So we're just so grateful for you, grateful for all of our reviews, grateful for this community. Episode 113, we did it!
We did it! And we did a really good job.
We did a really good job. We had a really good time.
And we'll see you all really soon.
Really soon. Bye, everyone! Bye!